Hello, my name is Amy Zielinski, and I'm an instructor and educational researcher at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Have you ever taught a course or attended on the wards, and you left feeling like, wow, that was really great. I think my students and residents really learned something today. And then maybe you told your colleague or your partner when you got home, and they asked that one question, how do you know? This podcast will help you put an evaluation plan together that will give you specific information about what worked and what didn't. During this brief podcast, I will discuss how to develop a plan to assess the effectiveness of your educational innovation. This talk will be divided into four sections. First, I will discuss the difference between program evaluation and educational research. Second, I will explain the Kirkpatrick four-level evaluation model. This is a model commonly used to talk about levels of evaluation. I will briefly discuss quantitative and qualitative methods that will be useful. And finally, number four, I will end with a few reminders and considerations. First of all, it's important to draw a distinction between educational research and program evaluation. Both are important forms of educational scholarship and are often conflated or confused with one another. The goal of program evaluation is to make an individual program better. The data that are gathered are fed back into that program to increase its effectiveness. Educational research, on the other hand, is done with the goal of contributing something to the collective knowledge about teaching and learning. So the outcomes are focused more broadly. You may have one or both elements to your proposal. The main distinction to consider is that in program evaluation, you are guided by the broad goals and specific objectives of your program, while in educational research, your research question or questions will be your guide. Now that we have those definitions down, I will introduce you to or remind you of the Kirkpatrick's levels of evaluation. Kirkpatrick's four-level evaluation model is a great tool for beginning to articulate your evaluation plan. You can Google images of this model to help as a visual aid. Level one is learner reaction. This is the typical evaluation data we use for education programming. How did the learners react to the training? What did they like and dislike about it? Level two is learning. Did this training increase understanding, knowledge, skills, or attitudes about the subject? Level three is behavior. Did the training cause a change in behavior? And level four is results. Did the training transfer to a greater impact on a third party? Often in medical education, that third party are our patients. So, now that we have some definitions down and a model to use, let's talk about specific evaluation methods. When looking for evaluation tools, first go to the literature and see if there are validated tools you can use for your outcome measures. You may find these in PubMed, but you may also have to look a little further. I suggest trying PsycINFO and ERIC, which is the Educational Resources Information Center, if your institutions have access to these databases. Web of Knowledge and Google Scholar are also good places to start. Often, authors are willing to correspond with researchers who are interested in using their tools. So if you are unsure if a tool is appropriate for your project, just email the corresponding author. In my experience, they are eager to help. Consider using quantitative as well as qualitative measures. Quantitative measures will give you an idea of the what. What did learners take away from your innovation? Qualitative measures will help you gain an understanding of the how and the why. How did this part work? Why did this part of my innovation work, whereas this one maybe did not? Quantitative measures such as well-designed surveys and quizzes or validated tools can be very useful. Qualitative measures such as field notes of learning sessions, interviews with participants or teachers, and focus groups can help fill in that story of how and why. Number four, now that we have a good grasp of types of scholarship, levels of evaluation, and methods of evaluation, I will share a few reminders and considerations to conclude this podcast. There are six of them. Number one, consider your timeline. What do you want to measure during your intervention, right after, and maybe 6 months after? Again, go back to your research questions or goals and objectives for guidance. Number two, consider your role, especially if you have a position of authority in your program, and delegate evaluation and/or research tasks if you feel your involvement will skew the results. Learners will want to please their teacher, and your psychological size may bias their answers to evaluation questions. Work to mitigate those conflicts by delegating when appropriate. Number three, consider your unit of analysis. Are you looking for an impact on learners, on teachers, or maybe the clinical environment as a whole? Target your outcome measures in the appropriate place. That leads me to number four. Don't automatically assume that level four evaluation is the place you want to focus. Remember to go back to your goals and objectives. If you want residents to better appreciate the role of interprofessional training experiences, for example, you're probably going to be looking at level one and level three outcomes. We do want to see more level four outcomes in educational research, but that may not be appropriate for your project. Number five, if you are interested in looking at outcomes at an institutional level, find out what data are already being collected that you can tap into. If you're interested in patient outcomes, think about getting these directly from an EMR via chart review. And six, remember to check in with the Institutional Review Board for guidance about how to handle ethical issues that may arise while conducting your research or evaluation. Depending on the institution, a full IRB application may or may not be necessary, but it's always a good idea to check. And finally, good luck. I am eager to read your proposals and help you see your projects come to fruition. I want to answer that question. How do we know?